Gordon Edgar became a cheese connoisseur by accident. After a short time as a political activist after college, he found a job in the cheese department in San Francisco's Rainbow Grocery Cooperative. He fell in love, and 21 years later, he's written a book, Cheddar, A Journey to the Heart of America's Most Iconic Cheese. Contributor Patty Hinnich talked to Edgar about the politics behind this cheese that we all know.
Hi, Gordon. So nice to talk to you today about cheese.
It's great to be here.
But what I want to know is, why cheddar?
Well, you know, a couple things. One is that, you know, we're in the midst of this amazing cheese renaissance in the United States right now. You know, there's more great cheese being made here than probably any other time, you know, in the history of the United States in terms of different styles, in terms of really quality stuff. And I kind of asked myself at some point, why did we need this cheese renaissance? You know, why 20 years ago when I started, wasn't it like this? And I kind of realized that the answer to that was cheddar. And it seemed to be something worth exploring. I mean, I think also, you know, there's always something to be gained when you spend a little time, you know, examining something that you usually take for granted.
Yeah.
And I think cheddar is one of those things. You know, it's everywhere. We don't really think about it. But, you know, the history of cheddar has really affected American cheese making in general and also just the food system itself in the United States. And it really reflects kind of the way the American food system has developed.
What are the origins of cheddar here in the U.S.?
Well, you know, cheddar is originally an English cheese. You know, it's been made since the 11th century around the village of Cheddar, England. You know, and it was typically a farm-made product. In the United States, you know, when people started coming over to this land that would become the United States, you know, people also brought cheddar with them and cheddar making. And so it was made, you know, here from very early on. I think that when, you know, if we really want to talk about kind of more modern-day cheddar, if we look at 1851 is kind of the important date. That's the date that the Williams family in upstate New York developed the first cheddar factory. You know, before that, pretty much all cheese was made on the farm. The farm wife made it. But this was the first time that people were setting up, you know, a building specifically for making cheese and getting the local farmers to bring their milk to one place to make cheese. And that very much caught on. You know, these things don't all happen at once, of course, but pretty much that changed the way that cheddar was made in the United States and then later other countries as well. And it turned cheddar from a farm product into a factory product. Mm-hmm. It turned the cheese makers from women to men. And it really, it began kind of this road for cheddar being made in more and more efficient ways. Mm-hmm. And with, I think a lot of people would say, a lot less, further down the line, a lot less flavor. Because pretty much every development was made to make a cheese as efficiently as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that made a lot of sense, you know, when you're talking about a farm, you know, back in the 1850s and trying to make cheese that didn't rot, that didn't blow up, that didn't get maggots in it, you know.
Yeah.
But then you take it from there, kind of the logical extension of that. If that's your goal, is maximum efficiency, maximum yield, you know, processed cheese like Velveeta is kind of the logical outcome of that. And that's because, you know, there's no loss with Velveeta. I mean, you make it, it lasts forever. You know, it's not going to go bad. There's kind of this perverse logic to it, which I think is also in many ways the logic of the way that a lot of food is produced in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like the Industrial Revolution went wild inside of the cheese making, right? Now, tell me a little bit about the color. When did it turn that bright orange?
Well, you know, the coloring is usually annatto, which is a type of bean. It's a natural coloring.
Annatto seeds. Oh, we have tons of those in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, and you know, honestly, there's some debate about when or, you know, why it started or exactly, you know, whether it was meant to be a fraud or just happened to be. But it basically was meant to disguise the color of the cheese. I mean, the color of the cheese would always be the same if you're using the annatto. Whereas before you'd have these seasonal differences, you know, if the cows are out there on pasture, the milk is going to be much more yellowy than it is if the cows are eating grain and that kind of thing. And so you used to be able to just tell. You could look at cheese and say, oh, this is from an animal that's grass-fed or has been on pasture, and this one hasn't, you know, I mean, to some extent. But with the addition of annatto, it was an easy way to make cheese look the same all the time.
So, Gordon, where does the best cheddar come from these days?
Well, you know, usually when somebody asks me that question, it's on a regional radio show. Somebody asks me that and they're from Wisconsin, I'll say Wisconsin. Or if they're from Vermont, I'll say Vermont. But, you know, you're national, so I can't really say that. I would say that the best cheddar, you know, it comes from all over the country. People are making good cheddar. It just has certain regional differences. I think that in Vermont, you know, people who grew up in the Northeast really expect this really bitey, bitter, sharp cheddar. And to them, that's just normal. That's what cheddar should be. But if you're from Wisconsin, you know, you want kind of a sweeter, creamier cheddar. And that's what you think cheddar should be. So a little bit, it's hard to answer because different people are really looking for different things. I think that the cloth-bound cheddar, which is kind of the more traditional style of cheddar, it basically went extinct in the United States for, you know, a couple decades until it got brought back. And the people who are making those cheeses, those traditional style cloth-bound cheddars, Grafton makes one, Cabot cloth-bound aged at Jasper Hill, the Flory's Truckle from Missouri, the Fiscalini from California. You know, to me, those are the most amazing cheddars made in the country. And that's it's because of their style. You know, you get a more complex flavor, a little less sharp flavor generally, but a little more complex flavor. And it's really, really interesting cheese.
Well, Gordon, thank you so much for talking to us today. This was fascinating.
Well, thanks for having me. It was great.
Gordon Edgar is author of Cheddar, A Journey to the Heart of America's Most Iconic Cheese. Patty Hinnich is author of Patty's Mexican Table. Gordon left us with a list of his favorite cheddars. Now you can find it at splendidtable.org.